Hi, babes.
Hey, babes.
Are you vaping?
Yes, absolutely.
I love that. I feel like I'm surprised that you don't usually vape on the pod.
Oh, this is not weed.
I know, but I'm surprised that you're not using like
oh, I don't
jewel in mouth all the time. Yeah. I mean, it does create for like long pauses that would maybe feel uncomfortable for me.
What? No, it does not.
I could see it. I could see it.
It will not.
I say something and I'm like, what's the reaction? And you're just like blowing a long puff of vape.
Oh my God, Melissa, it is not going to be like that at all.
It could happen. It could happen.
Okay, well then I take
your note. Do you hear there's like a jackhammer going off too? Sorry. I feel like that's going to be annoying for the audience.
No, I don't hear it.
Okay, well, you will. Also, they're jackhammering right in front of servos. So all of the kind of like, you know, foodie people. Not that I am not obsessed with servos. Everyone's obsessed with servos, but like it's kind of hilarious that like the servos crowd is like, jackhammering going to be done soon. You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm also having some sparkling wine as well.
Are you? Fuck, I want to get something. Well, yeah. Too late now.
I know, and I'm like, I need more because I'm like almost done with the whole glass.
Oh, man. Well, now we're both
What's today? Today's Wednesday. It's hump day.
Mm-hmm. It's hump day, babe.
Ooh,
you seem pretty... I know. My career friend, my working woman... I feel the weight of your job.
It's heavy. And it's heavy, babe. It's really heavy. And I'm trying, but you know what? I had a revelation today, Melissa. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to turn around for me. My attitude is going to turn around about this job because a couple of things. But most of all, I was like, at the end of the day, this always happens. It just doesn't always happen in the beginning. I just like, I'm never going to care about this in the way that you want me to care about it. Like I'm here to do my job and I'm focused, on that, but I don't treat it like it's a precious Fabergé egg and it needs to be held like that. But that does not get in the way of me doing my job well, but I like when I see people acting like this job is the be all end all for them, it like today it just reminded me like, bitch, this is not your real job.
Right.
Like you're actually a comedian.
This is your job. This is not your life's work.
Exactly. And instead of feeling stressed out that I have two shows tonight, I need to be happy, feeling blessed and ready to go make people laugh and go be funny because that's actually so much better than acting like that job is my whole entire life and my whole existence hinges on it.
Yeah. Ooh, I mean, that's not healthy, even if it is your regular career. Your existence hinge upon your job. One time I had a restaurant boss say that. She was like, listen, if you're just here to come in and make money and just so you can go out and do comedy, then we don't want you working here or whatever. And I was like, first of all, why the fuck do you care? My reasoning. Second of all, everyone is here to come here and make money. So what if it's a kid instead of comedy? Who cares? Like no one is here because waiting tables is their passion. You know what I mean? It's very stupid. And I think that people who put their career in that, like the highest place in their life, and that's what they're dedicated to. Those are not happy people.
I just got to get used to working again. It's been very exhausting to me and everything just feels impossible. It really does. 'Cause it's been 3 years. But truly, what the fuck is wrong with coming to work, doing your job, collecting your check, and going about your business? How is that going to result in a bad job? I don't want to. We should all be coming to work.
That's
doing
like the European. That's the European way. It's like, yeah, this is my job, so I can live my life and enjoy my life. Versus America, it's
England
like
England is in Europe.
This is your self worth. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Well, it's bullshit. It's total bullshit. It sucks. It's super lame.
It's okay. Well, I'm not going to let it get you down.
Since we got to get you off to two shows.
Absolutely.
Don't let it get you down, babe. Don't let it get you down. You're going to have a great time tonight. We have a fun little podcast hour ahead of us that's going to set you into a good mindset to go to your shows. Oh, how's your leg?
It's much better. Much better.
Okay, you got it. Carolina fell off her bike for the listeners. And all I know is that you have a cane.
Yes, I do have a cane.
Which I think can be chic.
No.
Take your cane on stage.
It's very embarrassing. I'm not taking that with me. No. It's giving orthopedic. Why? It's giving, ooh, ouch, my back.
It's giving hot geriatric. Yes.
No. It's giving none of that. I'm ashamed of it.
Don't be ashamed of it.
But it's my fault. The next day, I fell off, fucked myself up, got back on the bike, went to go do the show.
I can't believe you kept being on the bike after.
Went to go do the show, to the show, was in pain, took pain medication, and immediately started drinking because I was in my heart, I was bitch, you fucked up your leg. And then continued, bike at my friend's, continued to party, met one of our guests. I was with one of our guests for today.
I know. I feel like
we should segue. Segue into today's podcast is going to be Liddy AF.
Yep.
Because we have Lizzie Martinez and
Lizzie
Ryan
Martini.
I know.
Why don't we call her that?
One glass of Prosecco and no food.
Lizzie Martini.
Should we call her that?
Yeah.
Lizzie Martini and Brian Bahe.
And Brian Bahe.
Who hosts Starfuckers.
One of our babies. Yes. Starfuckers is a comedy show about astrology. Do any of us know a lot about astrology? No, but I feel like I am starting to learn, especially, now that David is, a genius about it. But it's every third Monday at Union Hall. We are actually reopening Union Hall, right? I meant to confirm that with Matt. We're the first show back, right? Yes. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Especially coming back from a time where we're like, is this venue going to open again? And
it made me
it's our show.
So
I'm so excited. Oh my God, it was devastating. Absolutely devastating. Union Hall is the home base.
It's like my second home.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm going to completely short circuit and lose my mind the second we walk in there. I'm going to, freak out and probably cry. These are our co-hosts.
Union Hall is very special.
Yes. Brian Bahe and Lizzie Martinez.
Welcome,
babes.
What's up?
Okay. Do you guys remember when we thought of the idea? I feel like we were, in the East Village or something. And we were the four of us were there. I don't know how it exactly happened, but I remember all of us just looking at each other oh my God, we're all Virgos. And Lizzie's not, but we love her. still an earth sign, a Taurus. And we're my God. Yeah. And I think Lizzie was
very
literally
compatible.
The entire lineup should be the same zodiac sign. And we were well, that's fucking genius. Lizzie Martini, thank you.
I feel like we had a moment where we looked into each other's eyes and we're
exactly.
This is it. This is it.
Genius. Yeah, so funny.
I remember it was at Lucky Jack's. It was at Lucky Jack's
really?
After Arthie's. Yeah,
right.
Show, and we were all just there, and I was whoa, this is crazy.
I know.
Yeah,
and I remember
that as well.
Now that you say that, there was a comedy show going on downstairs, and we were all
none
oh
of
no,
us had any idea.
Definitely not going to go see that. It was a comedy hang that was let's please ignore all comedy. Thank you. Which are the best ones?
Precisely.
Well, I'm so excited to have you guys here. How are you feeling today? Brian, you
I'm
go first.
I'm feeling pretty good. I do agree with Carolina. I'm in a very similar place as Carolina. I started a new job 3 weeks ago. I'm very much let me go to work, not do work, and then just do comedy afterwards, which is probably not a great way to approach a new job, but... I don't care.
Brian!
Well, you can't care. You can't care.
Here we go.
Just don't care. As I've famously said before, I'm so sorry if you hire me to do any kind of day job. Sorry that I trapped you in the trap. That is me. We probably had a fun interview. You're like, oh, this girl's you know, dynamic and funny, and she'll be good at this dumb job. And then surprise, surprise. No.
My thing is, I can do my job. Just let me do my job. I don't have office politics for you. I'm not proper enough for these British people. Like, please don't expect me to do anything other than my job. Let me do my job. Please don't ask me to do like the other like bullshitty parts of work. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Like,
woo child, Brian. What, Lizzie, you also work a job too, right?
I do, yes.
Ain't nothing worse than the small talk. Can someone just kill me?
I know. I hate. Well, I'm in an open office, which I have a gripe with as well. Because you feel like you're on display like all day, and
why is
everything
it sound
you
so
do
sexual
is,
to me? Open office.
There's just like all this sexual attention. People are just.
It seems like it.
Watching and being watched. But I do
I'm
find
like,
that
should I get a job.
I do find that kind of exhausting, hot and exhausting. Just the way sex is, I suppose.
Ooh, a perfect comparison.
But yeah, I agree that it's good to just. I think it's nice having like an outside thing like comedy where you're not. It allows you to like not completely obsess about work.
Lizzie, how do you deal with people when they're trying to small talk you?
You know, in the open office. I go for it as as best I can. I find that the most awkward moments, like not in the office, but like in the hallway when you run into them and you're both like walking in or leaving for the day. Like, I feel like at work you can sort of activate, I don't know, something else, some other.
Oh, like work, actual work. What about when people want to know about your personal life? And they're like, did you get anything fun on the weekend? And it's
The office I'm at now, actually, it's very interesting because people are very quiet during the day. But then every once in a while, there'll be like a work happy hour or something like that. And people will get just shitty and really just
fucked up. This is something and just fascinating. Like,
I love
we create
happy
this
hours.
Whole, you create this whole environment where like everyone is supposed to be professional and like everyone acts like, you know, puts on like a different personality almost to, like be at the office. And then they're like, let's organize something where everyone gets fucked up and like ruins everything. My sister, my youngest sister, who's in PR, has dealt with this where like all of a sudden, you know, one of the up high guys is texting the interns and like, you know, everything gets all jumbled up. Everyone gets blackout drunk and tests their professional relationships. That seems crazy to me. It sounds hot, but like fucked
sounds
up.
Fun.
Yeah, because it's free. It's free. I feel like the most fucked up I've ever been. There have been instances in my youth where I was the most fucked up coming off a after work drinking situation or a work drinking situation. And while I agree that it is a little, it's a wild card, I much rather enjoy that than not doing that and just small talking.
Yeah.
Like I'd rather all get on this bus, go on this journey of getting fucked up together. Mm-hmm. But I also have famously worked with mostly female offices. Because I worked in fashion a lot. And now I work for a beauty brand. So it's a bunch of girls. So we never really have to deal with any of that.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine the dads getting fucked up with like the interns and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just surprised
it
happened.
That's weird. I don't,
I'm not saying it that offices shouldn't have things, but I'm just like, that seems pretty weird that you're like, you know, supposed to be professional all day at the office.
Like,
now let loose.
I feel like people are just really like desperate to connect more with like people they like truly like spend the most time with. Like if you're thinking about a 9-to-5 job, people use statistically
bond.
Of just like I feel like people are just people really want to break free from, you know, the office stuff. I don't know. Yeah.
I feel like everybody should like I haven't been to an office thing in a while. I would always leave. I hated them so much that I would just like have one drink and then leave immediately. Cause I'm like, I'm around you guys like 8 hours a day. I don't want to be around you even longer. And so I would just leave. But now I feel like now my vibe is like, I just want to have fun. So I feel like I would stay there and just like try to make out with somebody. And then,
well, if you don't have a work crush.
Yo, Brian is so horny right now.
I'm sorry.
This weekend, was he horny when he was with you, Melissa, this weekend?
I mean, we were at a full daytime gay dance party filled with demons. So yeah.
Okay, that's scary. Okay. Honestly, all right, I've been thinking about this. That energy from that dance party made me so horny, and I carried that with me throughout the entire night.
He carried it with him because Brian and I spent a nice chunk of Saturday together. So he left you, and then same. I was with him.
We literally like tag team parented Brian on Saturday.
Basically,
like, I had
like,
Brian from like 9 a.m. to, yeah, exactly.
He left mom in the morning and then he was like, I gotta go spend my
I was 9 to 5.
With my other mom.
Exactly. And I had to change households.
I got a little end of the night.
Oh yeah,
I came back too. That's right.
And I remember
I
saw Lizzie. By the time I saw Lizzie, I was booked up. And I was like, Lizzie, where is Brian?
Literally, so funny.
And she was like, Brian left.
Oh yeah, no Brian Dilly by the time I got there.
I was pissed. I was like, yo, Brian, because he snuck out on me because we were together.
Sounds like Brian, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I was so tired, so drunk.
Yeah, he kept saying he was so drunk, and I was like,
I could tell when
normal.
I was texting you. Well, yeah, Brian drunk, he's like, I'm completely out of control. Right now. You know what I mean?
He was like, I am so wasted right now. Yep. Stone cold. Yep. Went up and did stand up, face just.
I was trying to snuggle with people. That's
how I'm
drunk.
You ain't trying to snuggle with me. Lizzie, did he snuggle you?
I watched some snuggling. I don't know that I was. I don't know that I was actively snuggled.
Who was Brian snuggling?
Sure,
Lizzie, you can't say anything.
Friend of ours.
Say
It wasn't a sexual. Wasn't a sexual snuggle. At least I don't.
Yeah, platonic cuddle. Just who was it?
I do want to put this out there.
Put it in the chat.
Yeah. My goal is to like hook up with an improviser this summer.
Ew, what,
Brian?
Just to
Why
do
would
it.
You say that?
The thing.
Just to do
like,
it.
Just to, like, just to. So what? You can zip, zap, zop when you're in the middle of it? What do you want? What do you want out of this, Brian? What are you
I
looking?
Just think it's like.
Some dick and something else.
I just think it would be fun to be like, hey, so I hooked up with an improviser.
Okay.
No one
sure.
is proud
the
of
story.
That.
Right. I mean, yeah, don't tell anyone.
Though, Lizzie, didn't you date
I will
improv
say
for
Frank.
A long
Frank
time?
Has a background in improv. It's humiliating. No one talks about it. Yeah.
Are you
yeah,
serious?
He knows like
I
some
have a
people.
Background in improv. Yeah.
Frank was a full blown child actor. And, yeah, did improv. You did improv? Oh
here's
yeah, that's
crazy
how I met
about New York City.
Yeah,
everyone's
I did
done
improv.
I also
everybody's
did
done improv
for
in this city. Everybody's done improv in this city.
And my ex was a big improviser as well.
Ew.
But has since quit.
That's good for him.
You've broken free from that, Lizzie.
Yes.
You have unshackled true. Yourself from the chain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A victory all
Get
around.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I know. It's dark. It's dark how many people have done improv. It's dark how many people continue to do improv. No one talks about it. I famously only took one level of it in Pittsburgh, wanted to die. So... have not returned.
Yeah.
But I did
I
think
can't
I had
believe I did that for so
I know.
Long.
You did it for a long time. I thought though at one point during the pandemic, I was like, maybe this is actually some skills that I need. And I was like, maybe when this is all over, I'll take an impact. And then like that was when it was like, you know, a month in and then it went on for a year. And I was like, you know what? I'm not meant to. Things are never gonna open up again.
Just
and
the
that's
darkest
why.
Point. Yeah.
Exactly. So,
can
yeah,
I tell y'all
to.
Why I'm excited for the show on Monday?
Yes.
June 21st.
Click, June 21st, 8 p.m. at Union Hall.
Uh-huh. Why I'm excited is because I feel like more than anything, what the world needs now, you know that song where it's like, what the world needs now is
now.
Love.
Yeah, it's an awesome
part. Okay. that song is wrong. What the world needs now more than anything is to reaffirm, read up, and educate themselves on horoscopes and astrology.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all want to talk about people like, oh, I don't know if it's real. People who talk about that are crazy. Bleep, bleep, bleep. It's not science. The fuck you mean it's not science? What is science? Okay, nobody knows what science is anymore. Dr. Fauci don't even know what science is anymore. And so if I have a bad day, I am going to wake up. I am going to wake up in the morning and check my horoscope. And if I have a bad day, I will then turn and check my horoscope again and check the rising and the moon and all of that, because it is absolutely necessary. And also when we spoke to David, I was having the worst time. And then David was like, oh, babe, it's Gemini season. He said, it's Gemini season. I said, what?
The David impression.
That's a good David impression.
And it's like, it's bad. Yeah, it's bad. If, like, well, Gemini season is the twins. It's the best and the worst.
Brian,
it's the beginning
of summer,
having the fucking time of your life. And then you're screaming in rage and sadness. Yeah.
That's how I feel. I feel like I'm having so Brian? Much, like Gemini season is popping off, but it's also just like, I'm like, there are moments where I'm just like, what the fuck is happening? What am I doing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, big time. Brian, do you know your rising and your moon or no?
Yeah, my rising is Cancer. My moon is Pisces.
Mm, cute.
Which is fucked up.
Oh, watery Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's a Cancer that's going to be my downfall.
That's what I thought also. That I was. I thought I was
Pisces. No, that's what makes you great.
Also listening, I listened to David's episode and I was like, wow, you guys are like the same. And I'm like, I love that. And it would blow
it's
my
deranged.
Mind. I also didn't know rising. It makes so much sense though.
Yeah.
When it does. You're like, oh, of course.
Yeah. Moon is like double the way America. You feel on the inside.
Yeah.
Moon is the way you feel on the inside. And
okay,
rising
and
is like your emotional.
You know
sort
what? I'm not even sure. And I don't want to pretend like I do know, but I think that like, for some reason, like your moon is like somewhat like what you present. And this was very oversimplified, but Brian, famously in my short film on Saturday, there was a guy, you know, helping the camera guy or whatever. And he was saying the funniest shit about sun signs, like just laying it out. He's like, oh, Virgos? No, Virgos are funny. Taurus, they need to cuddle. And like, just boom, 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 boom. And it was so funny. And I was like, okay, great. Yes, my Taurus moon, I need to cuddle. Not just when I'm drunk, Brian, openly, all the time, sober, dead sober, need to cuddle. And I was like, okay, this all tracks. What?
Check the chat, because the person that Brian was cuddling with is in the chat. And I just tried to look
I saw.
On IG and I
well, yeah,
find
I know
them.
Who it is already. Oh, really? I'll send it to you.
I think you might have spelled the first name wrong.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, well, then that's how you know it wasn't meant to be.
Lizzie, can you please add the correct spelling so that I can do the proper research? Thank you. Thank you, my sister.
Lizzie Martini, breaking news. Oh, yeah. Brian, that's not how you spell that name. No one ever spells
defer?
Their name like that. that's a very common name and a really creative spelling.
That's wild. If I was a
unimaginative yet completely imaginative. That's really funny.
Speaking of names, I've been doing a soft launch of my new name starting.
Oh my god.
Friday,
well, you know,
Saturday,
I almost
Saturday
introduced
morning.
You as that.
So I do.
Oh no. Oh no. You want to hear this? Sorry, no, my phone is just going off. Okay, go ahead, Brian. Sorry, this anticlimactic now.
Yeah, I want to change my name to Miami. Miami Bahi.
Miami Bahi. Is that not the best name
it
ever?
It sounds like a drink. It's very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your middle
Miami
name?
Miami Bahi. And then I was like, I want to name my daughter Miami.
And also, that's how you know that's the twisted Gemini season that David is referring to. Like, this would come to me during Gemini season. Miami
Bahi. Of course.
Bahi.
Miami Bahi.
Do you have a middle
And if
name?
It stays with you to Cancer season, then you know it's true.
Oh my god. My middle name is Paul.
Yeah. Oh my Miami god. Paul Why is that Bahi. So funny? Brian Paul Bahi.
It's funny for so
Miami
many reasons.
Paul.
Miami Paul.
Fantastic. Bahi.
But also, do you remember when I had a brief dalliance with Paul? With the Paul?
Yeah.
I remember the Paul. Yeah.
I remember that.
Absolutely. Already found Paul, saw Paul on Tinder, and he said that he just wants to go to the mall. He likes going to the mall. And I was like, do you remember when I used to go to the mall with Paul?
You are so crazy. So crazy.
How is that crazy?
I don't know. I know, but it's just
once.
What stores?
Lizzie, I don't mean the actual mall. Okay. Lizzie.
Wait.
I was thinking Claire's. I was thinking Spencer's.
In fucking
gifts.
Carolina? Is that you're saying going to the mall? You're just going to the mall. The mall is sex. Okay. Right. Okay. Cool. It's clarified in the chat. Yeah. That's hilarious to me for like a million reasons. I don't know. It was absolutely
not meant to be at all. It was just me being psychotic, which I loved. No. I miss being crazy. Yes.
Babe, don't worry. You're crazy. You're still really fucking crazy. Yeah. I was laughing. Who was it? Maybe with David about, it was like first thing I saw in the morning, I looked at your stories and it's just Hamide's nipple and your finger just like rubbing it. I was just like, Hamide can't possibly know that you put like just his nipple. Yeah.
No, that's what I mean.
Like you go throughout the day. Yeah. You go throughout the day knowing that your husband's nipples are like being seen by, you know, hundreds.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are his nipples?
And he has no idea.
Are his nipples?
No, I'm just saying that maybe he would like, you know, want to consent to that. I'm not saying don't. I'm just saying that's pretty funny that you go about your day and he has no idea. It's pretty funny.
I mean,
to me, it adds to the richness of the content. Yeah.
Yeah. I think people like knowing. I think people like knowing that he, one, doesn't like it, doesn't know that it's going on, and it still happens. I think that kind of like is revolutionary for women.
Yeah, yeah. Oh no, it's feminism. Don't get
it's
me wrong. Yeah, no.
Sure.
This is.
He also doesn't care. He could look at my stories, but he don't even look at stories.
I don't think he would care as well. Yeah, it's very funny. Very funny.
Male nipples are very funny. It's
this guy told me you don't need them.
Yeah, it's like why? It's like why do we have them.
A common thing.
Vestigial trait.
What did you say, Lizzie?
Vestigial trait.
Vestigial or fast?
Yes. Vestigial.
What does that mean?
Lizzie is literally a scientist. We never talk about it.
Lizzie's
okay,
a
what
scholar.
Does that mean, Lizzie?
She works in publishing. She's really smart.
But a vestigial trait is like a trait that once served some evolutionary purpose and is now just. After gender is just part of the body, but serves no real purpose anymore.
I always thought like, you know how like your clit like would have been your dick if you were born as a male, you know what I mean? Like I was like, oh, maybe everyone just like gets the nipples and they're like, okay, let's see if they get tits or not. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's, although you do, I guess you do use your, hopefully everyone uses their clit. But similar, I think.
Well, yes, we hope so. We really, really hope.
And it's something really that we encourage.
It's honestly the main, kind of how do you deal? For. Oh my God, Carolina. Okay, so I have a follow-up with Gemma yesterday, and she tells me that Vatas should only have sex or jerk off twice a week. We cracked up. I literally, like, I just couldn't control my face. I was like eyes bulged out of my head. She was obviously dying, but she said, yeah, twice a week. And then she knows Frank's thing. And she was like, well, Frank needs to be having sex all the time. And I'm like, well, yeah, yeah. So like, what do you got? And she was like, yeah,
because he's Kappa. See, I need sex all the time.
Meet in the middle.
Too.
Yeah.
Meet in the middle.
That's what she said. And I was like, okay. But like, I'm not going to not jerk off, whatever. And I just thought that was hilarious. There's obviously no way that I'm only going to have sex or jerk off twice a week. But also I was like, okay, what is that doing? Like, I guess it just makes you even more like airy and like, la, la, la. She said that like you and Frank are grounded and I'm the kite. So I'm the kite flying around and the Kappas hold on to the string, but I help bounce you guys up a little bit. That's what she said.
That's a cool analogy.
Thanks.
Sadly, I feel like I'm not the kite. I'm the person who's probably holding the other person. Like,
no, it's not good to be the kite.
You
need to chill. Oh, everyone's like, the kite needs to chill. It's not like this is the good one. You want to be a kite? You might be.
You was definitely trying to be a kite on Saturday, Brian. The audacity of you. I want to be the kite.
I feel like we should all
wait.
Be
did Brian help you? Did Brian help you when you were injured?
Oh, God.
Well, kind of. I had to ask a lot of the time. I had to be like, Brian, can you push my bike to the store? Brian, can you help the cab driver put my bike in the car? And it was me with my bruised, broken, and shattered knee helping my friend. Oh, I called a cab, and the cab driver was from Burkina Faso. Loved him.
Oh my
God. He felt like family.
What are the chances?
Brian was in the back sexting someone.
I was sleeping. I was sleeping in the chair.
Brian's in the back taking pictures of his nipples, texting them to
the
person who can't spell his name.
I know, right? Kind of trying to snuggle with people. Can't even spell their first name.
Listen, that's the vibe. I feel like, okay, here's what I feel like summer should be like. I feel like we should all just be like taking it easy on ourselves and each other. And I mean this in the professional world as well. And just be like, let us all just like have fun for like 3 months.
Yeah.
Brian, agreed. I love that.
Brian, I don't want you to have fun.
No, I think that's fantastic. And I think that like we're coming into a summer that's like so unlike any other summer in that like we've had this whole break of everything. Like fun should be the most important thing. 100%.
Absolutely. I have not been prioritizing my fun. I need to shift some things.
And it also feels like summer is like started, but is also like not started at for like the past 3 weeks. I'm like, this is summer starting, but it's also like, is it? I don't know. It just feels like, I don't know. I feel like something like big has to happen.
When is the
like what? What you mean? What kind of big thing?
Pride.
I don't know. Maybe pride.
I wait sometimes. Like you're just getting warmed up before pride, kind of. Like pride, 4th of July, boom, boom, boom. Like then it's like, okay, definitely summer. But right. there wasn't surprisingly, I don't know, maybe, you know, I didn't have like as chill of a time as some people did, you know, for the past year, but I didn't really feel like, okay, this is like, boom, everything's back in this moment. Like, I think it has been kind of like this wave of like, okay, through June, like everything's like,
listen, nobody had a chill time this year. I don't know anybody that had a chill time this year. If you find someone who had a chill time this year, please send them to the scientists for a study.
That's not what I mean. Oh, okay. That's not what I mean. Like, whatever. I'm not going to out myself publicly on my own podcast.
About what? No, please do.
For having a good... Like, I was still... I hung out with people in my neighborhood. Like, I was still, you know, getting fucked up a bit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like... Whereas I'm seeing, you know,
I mean, we had downtown
right now,
party.
Like an amateur hour. There's Lindsay sleeping on the street. There's Lindsay's face down on the sidewalk because they haven't been out in a year. You know what I mean? She's experiencing a big, you know, back to
a
being
reawakening,
out
a reawakening moment. Of wildness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. There's a lot of that going on. But, yeah, I don't know why. I guess I imagined throughout all of it, it'd be like this big, like, boom, everything's open. Okay, wait. So
there was the fireworks.
Can you think of
a
less tasteful thing that you could possibly do than light off fireworks for like the quote end of COVID? My friend was literally like, I know someone who died today in Colombia. I was like, great. Well, let's go to the water and watch fireworks. Did they even happen? I didn't know.
Apparently they did.
Whatever.
Told them, the girls from work told me, the US girls, the New York girls at work told me that they happened.
Wait, there were fireworks to celebrate the end of COVID?
Yeah. Yeah. Cuomo.
It was a Cuomo. Yeah.
Yeah. Genius.
No, that is
literally
wild.
The tackiest thing has ever been suggested.
You know how there's been, have you guys seen all the like celebrity, like boxing matches? There was like that YouTuber against Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
And then there was Lamar Odom against someone else. There's been all these celebrity boxing matches. I am not a celebrity, but would 100% box Cuomo any day. Like, I want to do it in Bushwick. I want there to be a fire hydrant open, and I just want to fight him.
That would be
so annoying.
Getting your shoulders in the corner, pepping you up.
Yeah.
Telling you about all the girls that he sexually assaulted, telling you about it, getting fired up. Yeah, because
there was this weird moment in the beginning of Corona where like people were like, oh my God, he's such a man. He's taking charge.
Wasn't that crazy when everyone was like, Daddy Cuomo, the nipples are pierced, blah, blah, blah. I was never like that. Mm-hmm. Never thought he was cool.
I was like, this is a New York born and raised Italian man. Do not ever. Do not ever underestimate how racist or homophobic this man could be.
Oh, yeah.
Girl.
It's truly appalling in every way. But yeah, I think every man in power is obviously a demon and a piece of shit. Print it. You can print it right out.
Of course. Can you imagine? Yeah, I mean, just the ego to go into politics. And
yeah.
Insane. I should have been a politician. Yeah,
definitely. You remember right before COVID, I got so fucked up that I decided I was going to run for city council and start a career in local politics.
The way that she was strategizing and plotting,
and it was good. Yeah,
all on Molly. On
what
Molly.
Was my slogan? I love New York. That was going to be my slogan.
We need, New York City does need like a Molly kind of
a party
like
girl
politician.
Representative. Like
no one's, no one's doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. There's maybe a lot the of people running the nightlife. Well, yeah, I actually did talk to the mayor's nightlife advisory board. They really, dare I say, don't do anything. But yeah, I was in talks with them. And, you know, more of a volunteer position. They can't really pay me. But I was like, yeah, I'll help out with this stuff. But yeah, I think that New York could use a nice party girl. But I do fear that I would ultimately fuck everything up. Sure. I'd be very open to it. But I also worry that I, you know, would fuck something up and then everyone would hate me. And then I'd have to, you know, be hated in the place that I love.
No, girl, no. I can't even imagine it.
I think you would fuck it up, but in a really fun way for everybody.
Yeah.
Like everybody would have fun while it's like being fucked up. And then we'd be like, oh shit, this is like bad.
I was honestly worried because
but not like killing people in nursing homes.
No, just be me being an idiot.
Yes. As it long as
malicious.
Someone
yeah. It would be a like charming fuck up.
I mean, there's a lot of things. Well, I am very passionate just because where I live, there's a lot of historical stuff and everyone wants to tear it down and put up massive apartment buildings and like make everything, you know, the suburbs essentially, like whatever. I won't get into
that. Really sad. Like your area is really
horrifying. Cute. It's horrifying. So that would be something that I'd be like very passionate about stopping, because if they put big buildings up, it's just going to suck so bad. And the woman who's been city councilwoman for a long time here, I thought was like super beloved. And I didn't want to fuck it up because of all of like the senior citizens, but apparently they don't even like her either. So I think there are a lot of people running against her. So we'll see. Could happen. I just would have no idea where to start.
It just occurred to me to look up what the color for Gemini is, being that the show is our Gemini show. Mm-hmm. I'm going to reveal the color for the group. It is yellow.
It's yellow? Oh, really?
It would be yellow.
Yeah, it's yellow. So please, do you guys have yellow outfits?
Probably.
No. I'm sure.
Melissa, you do have yellow pants. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. It's like, wear those yellow pants. Okay.
Okay, anyone else?
Those are tough to wear.
I might have a mustard somewhere.
Gorge.
Something mustard colored.
Ooh, I do have a yellow.
I have a yellow, but I was going to return it. It's fairly new, but maybe I'll keep it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little big on me, but maybe I'll keep it.
Very exciting. I am really excited for the show. We got to get our bits together, don't we? Group?
Yes.
What bits? Yes. What do you mean bit?
For the beginning. We have a little bit. Mm.
Somebody's coming to the show who I met online, and I'm like, is this a date? Is this not a date?
Oh my God. He's like,
I'm coming. And I'm like, do you want to know what's really hilarious to me?
Yes.
He has the same name as my dad.
Oh my God.
What's your dad's
Paul?
Name?
Wait, should I be saying this?
Yeah, definitely.
Why not?
I guess I already revealed my dad's name. Benjamin.
Benjamin Bahe? That's so cute.
What if I was like Miami?
my dad's name is Miami.
Is Miami.
That's hilarious. No, I think that's fine. Wait, your dad goes by full Benjamin and this guy also goes by Benjamin or either
my
of them
dad goes, my dad goes by Ben. I don't know what this guy goes by. I feel like it's
there's
Ben.
A lot of Bens.
Yeah, I'm just like,
we know
cares?
A Ben, Melissa.
I know.
Ben who?
Ben Leary, who I say was a, you know, our stepson of some sort, you know? Mm-hmm. I do feel like some maternal responsibility
I
for him.
I absolutely felt maternal towards him. I don't know why. It's kind of like, I feel maternal also towards Brian, but also I feel like also kind of like a big sister towards Brian. Like I want to push Brian.
Sure. That's how I feel with Ben.
Yeah. You want to push
where
him
I'm
a
like,
bit.
Definitely I'm not your mom, but
I want to take care of you, but I want to push you.
Mm.
Physically. Like a
physically harm you.
That comes out. Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
You'll take him for a first drink, but you'll be
exactly.
like
exactly. I'm gonna make Brian smoke an entire pack of cigarettes so he doesn't ever want a cigarette again in his life.
Yeah.
Have you heard people doing that?
It's fucked no.
up. It's fucked up.
I've never heard that, and that sounds terrible.
It's awful. I would never be
like,
that kind of parent.
What do fraternities and sororities do? What is that called?
Hazing. My sorority tried to haze me and I laughed in their face. I was like, I'm going to tell everyone. I was like, if you try to do anything fucked up to me. And they were like, oh my God, how did we let this girl in? This is awful. This is going to be horrible. And it was. I didn't want to go to anything. I didn't want to do any meetings. I didn't want to listen to anyone. So
yeah, I mean,
I left that.
I could see you thinking that a sorority would be fun and then getting there and being like, wait, what? There's
no,
meetings?
That's literally exactly what happened. Like, I was like, oh, wait, what do you mean I have to go to this? Like, I was like completely shocked that like there was like attendance and like, yeah, it was. And like, we had to go to this party with the fraternity. I was like, I'm not going. And they were like, you're gonna, yeah. Butter.
I didn't join a sorority. I thought about it. I thought about it a lot, but I was on the rugby team and that was kind of like being in a sorority.
That's a sorority. Yeah.
Yeah. Like we had big sisters and little sisters and we had like one night where we had to go on like a, we had like our initiation night and we had to go on like a, what's it called? We just go on like a search for stuff and complete
a scavenger
all
hunt.
Like a scavenger hunt.
I've always and then wanted we had like to an initiation do a scavenger night. Hunt.
It was the best lesbian scavenger hunt I ever did.
Will you guys plan a lesbian scavenger hunt for me? For my birthday.
I feel like I'll try to figure it out. Ugh, I'll try to figure it out.
Rude.
It was really, really fun. And we did pranks, which I love.
Love pranks.
Like you got like you woke up and you were like in a trunk of a car.
No. We did pranks on our big sister.
You know, pranks.
That's a really good prank, Brian. And I'm going to table that for Melissa's birthday. I'm going to table that for Melissa's birthday.
Put me in a truck.
But I mean, like we snuck into like all the rugby house and we stole all of their tables and we put them on the front yard.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Nice.
Things like that. I love nice. Pranks.
And they were like, where are tables?
We should do more pranks.
I mean, they woke up summer. And the house was empty. We should do more pranks. Don't play with me because I love pranks.
I love small pranks.
Let's I love to prank comedy in ways, but then like he really doesn't like totally. It. I like to do things to him when he sleeps.
Mm-hmm. Like shows nipples.
Have just nipples, put stuff in his nose. Too.
I can't see. Sorry.
What did you do?
That's right. I can't. Tell us. It was an ex-boyfriend. Well, I got a t-shirt. I was at like a pride event and I got a t-shirt that said bottom. And then I like put it on him while he was asleep and I took a picture and I like sent it to his friends. It wasn't like that bad of a prank. Okay, cool. I didn't know if it sounded like bad and homophobic or something, because it wasn't. He was like, he thought it was funny and everything, but I could see how it would be hateful if you don't know the full scenario. You know what I mean?
That's impressive that you got it on him while he was asleep.
Yeah, he was.
That seems terrible.
No, I just laid it on him.
Oh.
I know, it's not great. See, I stopped myself, and that was the right instinct. But I do love pranks.
Okay,
before we go, I feel like we should get some how do we deal with our feelings.
We should get some more, but I do think we talked about them, and I'm really proud of this episode. It's going to be the best one ever.
I'm proud of this episode, too. Sometimes I just feel like, did we talk about the feelings enough?
Yeah.
Or did we just have a fun time?
Let's push it home. Brian, you can go first. Please speak to us about how you deal with your feelings.
Oh, okay. Lately, I've been dealing with my feelings by 100% embracing them and kind of like seeing where they take me, you know? Because before, I would just like repress my feelings and be like, no, we can't do that. You're doing, you know, you're showing vulnerability or whatever. But now I'm like, no, just like lean into everything and it'll be an adventure and just like see what happens.
That's really beautiful, Brian. Lizzie.
Oh my God.
I would literally say regular crying.
Yeah.
Totally. A good cry,
you know, indulging in a like real good crying, like just fit.
Doing it from the gut, going from the gut, just, crying from the gut.
You know, just full on ugly thing.
Yeah.
Kind of. cry if I'm being good, you know, like meditation when I'm like really at my best. But otherwise,
do you use an app?
I do use Headspace
meditation app, or just
I do use
it.
Headspace.
People love Headspace. People love.
I know it's really everywhere. It's on flight airline like entertainment consoles now. It's. Which I actually make, I feel like makes me like somehow like question.
Okay, maybe they're getting too big. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Who's running this?
But
those are great. I think the repressing never helps. And I think that's what the crying and the embrace. Get it out. Feel it. Enjoy it. Live it. Love it.
Live, laugh, love. You know, absolutely.
But sometimes you're a little bad and, you know, like, well, I'll have a drink or, you know.
Absolutely have a drink.
That's fine too.
I feel like lately I have to keep an eye on myself. Cause like literally when I fell and broke my knee, I was like, I need a drink. And then today I had a bad day and I was like, I need a drink. And I was like,
I think being like getting physically injured is really like,
it's a fucking
awakens a very like, primal like vulnerability that like you're like I'm hurt, I'm like a creature that's like hurt. And
my boyfriend
just went through.
It is primal in the sense it kind of puts you in like fight or flight mode.
Yeah it's like
you're like
it's also very old timey to have a drink afterwards, like that's what they did for like surgery or when you're sick or whatever. Drink booze and then you feel better.
I know every time I watch an old movie and the person is about to get surgery and they just give them like whiskey.
Don't even get me started. I cannot handle the concept of early surgery. Like, oh my God, I will lose
my
mind.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Horrifying. Horrifying.
Did you guys watch The Nick?
I was just going to bring that up. No. Oh. That is my true nightmare of a show. Yeah. First of all, Clive Owens, I don't
trust
him.
Scares me.
Spooky man. And the fact that everyone was watching like a stadium of like watching like a person literally bleed out and die. Horrible. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God.
And without like real like anesthetic or, you know,
that's what I mean. They can feel everything. Yeah. Really awake. Oh my God. Oh my God. Horrible.
And I think that's an amazing way
to end the episode.
Yeah, I think that's an amazing way to end the episode. It's kind of like, really,
now I'm
going to
think about that all night. I got to eat something.
But there was something that was on, I don't remember the name of it. It was on Netflix and it was like Sarah Paulson was in it. And I think it was Ryan Murphy produced.
American Horror Story.
What is her name? Miss Nurse Hatchet.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
Mm.
That was really, really gory. And there was just like a lot of like performative surgery happening where it was like in front of a lot of people. It was great. Mm.
I hate it.
Also, I feel like even like non-anesthetic surgery is kind of crazy when you think about it. Like doctors who just like regularly just like open people up and like fiddle around or whatever. Like that's like.
Or girls who get BBLs and they're not under anesthesia.
What?
It's just so.
Yeah. Yeah. There are a lot of instances with BBLs where they can't go fully under. So they are awake.
Oh no.
That episode of Pose where they got butt implants. I was like, holy shit. That's like wild to me.
And that episode. And then also the She's Gotta Have It episode where she got butt implants and she got addicted and she kept going back and going back. And then she was at the club dancing and she jumped and fell and her butt exploded.
No.
And, oh God.
No.
Oh my God.
And she lived. She lived.
Damn.
Yeah.
But
I get
her
it,
butt
though.
Was never the same.
No, bitch. Sure. It was never the same.
A dumb, funny thing that I did recently was someone was talking about like they got like actual like asshole surgery, like necessary medical surgery, but someone just said butt surgery. So I kind of like half jokingly go BBL, and they're like, no, I had like actual like asshole like fissure, tissues or whatever. You know, I'm talking about like a tear in their asshole from bottoming, and I was like, oh, of course. Exactly. Damn. Rectal surgery. How but if you get butt surgery and you have a nice butt, you know I'm going to go there. You know I'm going to go there.
Where else could you go? Have you seen there is a trend on TikTok where it's like people with BBLs doing things and it's like, this is how girls with BBLs take shots. Or this is how girls with BBLs eat at restaurants.
No,
and they're always like
me.
Flipping their hair and just like, it's so funny.
They have my exact nails on.
Yes, they have their exact nails on. My nails are a little bit longer today, but honestly, if I had the courage, I would get a BBL, but I'm a scared. And I just don't want to spend the money.
I know. And it's like a slippery slope.
It's also not the right season for it. It's like, cause you have to recover. And it's like, if you run the BBL, you should have gotten it like a month ago or 2 months ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, during COVID, exactly.
COVID, Lizzie?
During COVID. That's where you.
Amazing.
COVID was for people to. COVID was a conspiracy so people could get BBLs.
Totally.
People on TikTok are getting BBLs. They were getting them during COVID.
I did my eyebrows during COVID. I have to get. I got what's it called? Razor blading or whatever, microblading. And I have to get it again, like the touch up. But I'm like, I can't be going around looking like that. You remember, Carolina? I can't
remember.
Look
you
like
were
that.
Devastated.
I was sobbing. Sobbing. I've never gotten a tattoo in my life because I'm too scared of permanent decisions. Where do I get a tattoo? My
on
fucking
your
face. It was crazy. Oh God.
Does it it fades over time and that's the
but it lasts like years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
luckily,
it toned down a lot.
Yeah,
Lizzie,
yeah. No.
Everything fades over time.
Everything fades.
Love. Hate.
Love. Hate stays.
Love.
Hate stays. Well, no, maybe not. Maybe hate does fade a little bit. Oh, well, I love you guys. I'm so excited for our show.
Literally
anything that you guys want to promote?
Come to our show.
Yeah. Yes, Brian.
That is the only thing I want to promote.
I love that. Don't detract from the main
I feel the same way. I have nothing else. I have nothing else to promote. Lizzie, could I think of promoting anything else?
I love you. So funny. Well, my entire, well, we are all earth signs on the pod. Guess that's why we're so grounded. All right, babes. Well, let's get together and talk about our shit. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Carolina.
Thank you for having.
Have some good spots tonight.
Well, I'm a little drunk now, so I need to drink some water. Pray for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, babes. I love you all.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.